The etymology of the term hip-hop, as it relates to the English language, begins with the term hip, meaning the joint formed by the upper thigh bone and pelvis. The term hip appears around 1149 as Hippe Banes, Hippe Banes, meaning hip bones in Old English. This is the joint used the most in our breaking moves and most urban dance moves, the hips. In addition to the term hip being interpreted as part of the skeletal structure of the human body, we hop out of the hips. Hip is also the seed pod of a rose bush and is also interpreted as to be informed or to be up to date. Hop, on the other hand, appears in the English language as hoppin, spelled H-O-P-P-E-N, meaning to spring or to move by springing, usually upon one foot. This term, hoppin, seems to come from the Old English hoppian, spelled H-O-P-P-I-A-N, meaning to spring or to dance. This term corresponds with the Old Icelandic hoppa, H-O-P-P-A, the modern Dutch hoppen, H-O-P-P-E-N, and the German hopfen, H-O-P-F-E-N, all meaning to hop or to spring. Like the term hip, the term hop is also associated with plant life. Hop is interpreted as a vine having flower clusters like wheat or barley. The hop plant was and still is used to flavor malt drinks like beer. These are the English etymologies of the term hip and hop. And we can see here within these definitions how even hip and hop come together to mean hip, informed, and hop, springing or dancing. Together, the term hip-hop can mean an informed springing or an up-to-date modern dance or an informed movement upward. A hip-updated hop movement is an intelligent movement, a movement aware of itself. To be hip means to be up to date, relevant, in the know. Therefore, to hip something or to make something hip is to modernize it. To hip a hop is to modernize an upward movement. However, it is interesting to point out the correlation of these two terms as they apply to plant life. Both hip and hop refer to plant life. One, hip, refers to the seed pod of a rose bush, and the other, hop, refers to a vine having flower clusters. The relation between seed and then vine within the symbolic interpretations of hip and then hop cannot be ignored. In terms of spiritual symbolism, we focus upon how hip comes before hop, like seed comes before vine. Spiritually, it appears that hip-hop is the seed of a new vine. However, when you add the etymology of culture to these interpretations, hip-hop culture, even more symbolism is revealed. The term culture from the Latin cultura, meaning attending, care, and cultivation, seems to come from cult, the past particle stem of the Latin colere, meaning to till, cultivate, tend to, and inhabit. The term cult originally meant worship or homage, not to worship or to pay homage. Cult meant worship. However, cult comes from the Latin cultus, meaning cultivation, care, attention, worship. We can see here that the term worship was originally associated with the cultivating, caring for, and attending to something or someone. Attuned hip-hoppers are advised to worship God in this way, to care for God. For as we belong to God, God equally belongs to us. God is to be worshiped, meaning cultivated and cared for, not just acknowledged in thanks. For when we hear that they fell down and worshiped him or her, we must understand that in ancient times, to worship a person or God meant that you simply took care of that person or God. You were the caretaker of God, the caretaker of a specific person. Know this. God is to be cared for and cultivated within yourself.